Voting rights. Voting rights for a sane representative government. Number one, no federal government employee should be able to vote in federal elections nor have representation in the Congress. Why? They have a vested interest in growing the government, and big government is always bad government. Number two, no state employee should be able to vote in state or federal elections as they have a vested interest in growing both the state and federal governments. You say this is denial of their constitutional rights. No, they make the choice to work in government. They're not forced to. As soon as they step out of government, they can vote again. The beauty of this arrangement is that there is a disincentive to stay in government, which was the plan by the founding fathers. Serve, then go home. Socialism is a natural outgrowth of big government. All federal and state employees will vote for big government every time, eventually electing a socialist government. No person who has never held a job and paid taxes should be able to vote. Why? Because they will vote themselves money, benefits, out of the treasury, taxpayer money. When a person who has never held a tax-paying job becomes part of the support system, they can begin to vote. Were all these changes made to our voting rights, the size of government would shrink as conservatives would win the elections.